AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he hopes the Indiana government will fix a law he believes has failed to protect private business owners who don't want to go against their religious beliefs.
What they don't want is the government to force them to participate in wedding ceremonies that contradict their beliefs. They simply want the right to say, we don't want to be forced to participate in those ceremonies. So I was disappointed that you could see Christians and their businesses face discrimination in Indiana.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press talking about the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. A similar religious freedom bill has been introduced in Louisiana. Rolling Stone magazine has apologized and officially retracted its discredited article about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. This comes as a renowned journalism school is preparing to issue its analysis of Rolling Stone magazine's discredited story about the alleged rape. AP correspondent Larry O'Dell reports Columbia Graduate School of Journalism was asked to review the story.
Rolling Stone ended up apologizing and admitting that there were some problems with the story, and they commissioned the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism to do a complete independent analysis of their reporting and editing processes to determine exactly what went wrong.
Charlottesville police have said that their investigation found no evidence of the attack. California Governor Jerry Brown is defending his order of mandatory water cutbacks statewide that does not restrict farmers. He told ABC farmers have already been denied irrigation water. Game one of the NCAA Women's Final Four is being played in Tampa. Notre Dame is playing South Carolina. Next up, the number one UConn Huskies play Maryland. This is AP Radio News. Spring training is done. It's time for the first game of the new Major League Baseball season. The Chicago Cubs are playing the St. Louis Cardinals at Wrigley Field. The Cardinals are hoping for their fifth straight playoff appearance. Manager Mike Matheny was asked what it will take to have a good season.
Like everybody else, health is where you start. And watching our guys continue to have the kind of seasons that they need to have, I think we're all looking forward to everybody doing a little bit more than what we did last year. And so those are always pretty consistent keys.
A person familiar with Major League Baseball's plans tells the Associated Press Commissioner Bob Manfred intends to announce tomorrow that Washington will host the 2018 All-Star Game. Washington would be the fourth straight National League team to host baseball's All-Star Game. Cincinnati will host this year's Midsummer Classic, followed by San Diego next year and Miami in 2017. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.